Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. I'm Dr. Trevor Cates, and I have something different and exciting to share with you today. I've been at an event with some of the top wellness experts from around the country, and I pulled four of them aside, four amazing women doctors that I think have a really important message to share. And I asked them the number one thing that was most important to help people elevate their well-being. So I want to share with you these four interviews that I put together. They're each 5 minutes or less, and they share the one thing that they think is the most important. So I have Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci. She's known as Dr. Bone Broth. She's a New York Times bestselling author, one of my dear friends. I also have Dr. Amy Meyer. She's a New York Times bestselling author. She wrote the book, The Thyroid Connection. So you probably are familiar with her as well. And also Dr. Joan Rosenberg. She is a highly regarded psychologist, master clinician, consultant, and speaker. You may have heard her TED Talks. And also Dr. Isabella Wentz, who's known as the thyroid pharmacist, another one of my good friends. She specializes in Hashimoto's and is a number one New York Times bestselling author. So I hope you enjoy this collection of four of some of my favorite women doctors and the messages that they have to share with you. And you really take them in and take them into your life and enjoy them. So here they are. I'm here with Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, my good friend, and I wanted to ask Kellyanne, what is the number one thing to help people elevate their well-being? The number one thing.
Well, she knows my Italian will go on and on forever. That's why she says one thing, Kellyanne, one thing. And the truth is, for me and in my practice and in my whole career, I found shortcuts, and the best shortcut I've ever seen in my life and in my world, my personal life, has been bone broth. But you all know I talk about bone broth. I'm the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet. But here's what I did. I found the best way to use bone broth to get you slimmer, younger, faster, and that's through mini fasting. So what I do is I have people use bone broth in a system which they actually comfortably fast, if that even sounds possible. It is. So you use this in a system, you use bone broth, you sip on it 2 days a week, two non-consecutive days a week. You sip on the broth during the day, you have one light meal at 7 o'clock, and you get the same results as you would if you didn't eat at all, or you just did a water fast, or you just did a juice fast, or all these other types of fasting, but you're not hungry at all. It's the best thing ever. So my one thing is bone broth, using it to mini fast.
I love it because, I mean, it's so hard to do a strict fast, like a water fast or a juice fast. And a lot of people, honestly, they just aren't in the place where they can do that. Their bodies aren't able to handle that kind of a fast.
Yes.
So I love that you figured out a way to do this in a way that helps support the body and then still gets people results. And I know you've been doing on the Dr. Oz show, right?
Dr. Oz loved this so much that he actually had mini fasting on Dr. Oz. We did 4 segments back to back on just this. So catch that if you can. And I have to tell you, love what you do. All your skin products, amazing, fantastic. Can you imagine a little bit of bone broth? Dr. Cates, her program, her skincare program, you are going to look smoking hot. You just can't help yourself. You just will.
Love that. So tell us some of the results that you're seeing. Like, what are the things that people are saying after doing this kind of fast, bone broth fast?
So I really am very passionate about the whole theory behind slimmer, younger, faster, because that's what people want. So what people are finding is that, oh my gosh, those fine lines are starting to actually diminish. They're starting to diminish. And I have to tell you, I also use Dr. Cates, her products as well. So the combination of using that, the collagen, really amazing for the skin, ingesting it, putting it on topically, all the products make a difference, huge difference in getting younger. So people are saying, wow, you know, I wasn't happy with the way I was aging, and now I feel so much better about the way things are going. They seem to be going backwards instead of forward. And the other thing is, we get a lot of that intestinal bloating, you know, that bloated feeling that people get all the time. The fasting helps with that in a big way. And if you're one of those people that have Crohn's or you have colitis or you have any kind of intestinal and even skin problems, the gelatin in there, the collagen, all of that makes a big difference in healing your gut, which is a big precursor in solving a lot of these problems.
Yeah, and when you're doing fasting, that really gives, and you know, with especially with the collagen support, with the bone broth, it gives the digestive system a break, gives it a chance to really heal. And so much of our health issues have to do with the gut, right?
It
the
does.
Gut microbiome, leaky gut, all of that.
Yes.
So I love what you're doing with that, just giving the body a chance to heal and reboot.
Well, here's what I say is that you get sunburn. What you want to do is you want to put aloe vera on that burn. It soothes it. It heals it. So I want you to think about gelatin much in the same way. So gelatin is called collagen. That's what you get in the bone broth. So when you eat bone broth, the gelatin goes in there just as sunburn, as if you've got sunburn and the aloe vera heals. Gelatin does the same thing to those, you know, 25 feet of intestines that are all coiled up right here. It goes in there and it heals and it seals. It gets that wall, that intestinal wall, super tight. And that's what you want. That's when you start improving things like all these inflammatory type of problems that we have and a lot of the skin problems that we have, all that as you age, it's inflammatory based.
Not all bone broth is the same, right? And people can make it at home. We've got a recipe in my book. You've got recipes in your book.
Yes.
But you also have found a way to shortcut it for people, because I know you probably have a lot of people saying, I just don't have time to make bone broth. So tell everybody about your bone broth.
Yeah, so I actually carry bone broth on drkellyanne.com. And it's frozen broth, and I ship that to Dr. Kate's daughter, who loves it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and she's
a lot of my patients.
And it's a really quick and easy way to get a high quality source. So important, a high quality. You want that to really get gelatinous. That's the key. So if you don't have time to throw stuff in a pot and to put it in the refrigerator and to worry about all of that kind of stuff, that's the best way. I also have packets that you can rip open, put in a cup, pour hot water over, mix up. I'm very diligent about making sure that the quality always remains.
Yeah, I think it's so key to do that, because there are a lot of different ways to get bone broth, but you want to do it the right way too.
I mean, look at us, we're traveling this week, we're at this conference, and we're trying to learn more to teach all of you. And when we're away, it's a lot. We're going from early in the morning to late at night, day after day. You've got to have those shortcuts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kellyanne, is there anything else you want to share with everybody before we end?
Yeah, so just start somewhere. If you're thinking, oh, I don't want to put this in a program, or, you know, I don't have time to read your book. You're great, Dr. Kellyanne, but I'm not reading your book. Just start somewhere. Have a cup a day. You know, start. I always say, if you don't want to do a program or you don't want to do the diet, do 2 cups of bone broth a day. That's a really good prescription to get in there and start healing that gut and to really make some big changes in becoming slimmer, younger, and healthier.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. You know I love you. Mwah. My girl here. Thank you.
I'm with Dr. Amy Meyer, and we just want to share something with you about one way that Amy recommends to elevate your well-being. So what's the one thing, Amy, that you think is just so important that's really helped your followers, your patients?
I work mostly with autoimmune patients and people with women with thyroid conditions, which most of those are autoimmune in nature. So if I were to think of absolutely only one thing you could do if you had a thyroid condition or an autoimmune condition, and that would be to give up gluten. And your followers might be thinking, well, we've heard that, and maybe this is just a fad, and that's ridiculous. You know, everybody's just on this gluten-free wave. Well, actually, there is something called molecular mimicry, which is sort of a case of mistaken identity. And it's real, and it's in the literature. And what happens is when you have a leaky gut, that gluten can slip into your bloodstream, and then your immune system goes on to attack the gluten. But it can inadvertently attack some of your tissues because they look very similar. So that's the real scientific reason why you should actually give up gluten if you're dealing with autoimmunity, thyroid conditions, or really any chronic health condition.
And what about, so gluten is big, you think that's number one.
Yeah.
What about other foods? Is that really the only one that people have to worry about, or are there other ones too?
No, there are many other ones, unfortunately. But the biggest second culprit, and I know you write about this in your book, is dairy. Dairy is extremely inflammatory, and again, through that case of mistaken identity or molecular mimicry, many people have a gluten issue, also have a dairy issue with casein, the cheese portion or the protein in dairy. So those are the two biggies. I think you really can't go wrong by giving up gluten and dairy for 30 days. Add it back into your diet, see how you feel. Add them both back in one at a time. Don't add them in together, because if you have a reaction, you won't know, is it both, is it one, or is it the other? So if you can do that. I mean, there's certainly a few other inflammatory foods, but if you can just start there, that's the best place to start.
Okay, and while you're avoiding those foods, are there things that you can do to help support your digestion, address leaky gut, that people should be doing to help make sure that when they reintroduce them, that, you know, if they do try reintroducing them, that they're going to get the best result possible?
Absolutely. So I follow something called a 4-R program, which is really what you're going to do is remove. So one of the first things you're doing is removing the offending foods. We're also looking at infections like candida, parasites, small bowel bacterial overgrowth. You remove these, and then you go in, you start to begin to repair the gut with things like L-glutamine, bone broth, collagen, all these things that I know you talk about for fabulous skin. You want to go in and you want to re-inoculate with good probiotics. I know you're talking about that with skin. And then you want to replace anything that might be missing, like digestive enzymes, stomach acid. A lot of people have low stomach acid and they're not even really realizing it. So I follow that 4-R approach, and so you're healing your gut. And again, the first part of that 4-R approach is to remove those foods. So it's kind of those two things go hand in hand. When you heal the gut and you remove these foods, a lot of things improve, like your skin, look at your beautiful skin, your health conditions like autoimmunity, thyroid conditions, pain, fatigue, all kinds of things.
And you've seen this in your practice, and your followers too that read your book, they see these results, right?
All the time. I mean, of course you hope you come to see me in my clinic that you get these results, but I have people who I've never met that get these results because they've seen a video with somebody that I'm talking to, or they've read one of my books, The Autoimmune Solution or The Thyroid Connection, or done one of my programs from literally all over the world. I've had feedback from people of how much help they've had. You and I are at a conference right now together, and I've had a number of people coming up saying in their own lives, or working with, you know, using my programs, working with their own patients that have seen results. So that's always incredibly satisfying.
Okay. And so, Amy, tell people how they can learn more about you, discover more about these, the different R's, the foods, and your book, and all that.
So I have a special place that your listeners can go, which is gutrecipes.com, and they can download a free guide to healing your gut from me, and they have 35 gut healing recipes. And then also you can come to my website, amymyersmd.com, and all of my social media is amymyersmd.com.
Perfect. We'll have those links up so you can check it out. Amy, thanks so much.
Thank you. Love being here. Love seeing you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
I'm here with Dr. Joan Rosenberg. Joan, it's so great to see you here. And I wanted to ask you to share with everybody, what is the one biggest thing that you want your followers, your people, and these people to know that can really elevate their well-being?
The single most important thing is if you can experience and express unpleasant feelings, then where you get to take your life is limitless.
Okay, can you expand a little bit on that and how people can really embrace that and take it into their lives?
Absolutely. And what I find is if people can experience and move through roughly 8 unpleasant feelings: sadness, shame, helplessness, anger, vulnerability, embarrassment, disappointment, and frustration, and allow themselves to sit with the bodily sensations that let them know what they're feeling emotionally, then they can pursue whatever they want in life.
Wow. So say I'm feeling vulnerable.
Right.
How do I know how to feel that?
Well, what ends up happening is that when we experience a feeling, the feeling itself, how the brain works, is it fires off almost what people experience is kind of a bodily rush of bodily sensations. So it activates bodily sensations. And what I've found is that it's not that we don't want to feel something emotionally, we don't want to feel the bodily sensations that let us know what we're feeling. So if you can stay with whatever that bodily sensation is, let's say it feels like something in your gut, or one of my clients used to get heat at the back of her neck, and that let her know she was angry. or somebody else got angry and by feeling the heat in their arms. If you can just stay with those bodily sensations for roughly 60 to 90 seconds, then you can stay with the emotional feeling, make your way through it, and then go on to the next thing you need to do.
So noticing it, being aware of it,
right,
helps you just work through it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, so staying present, staying as aware of and in touch with as much of your moment-to-moment experience as possible makes a huge difference. And the beauty of this, once you can stay with the feelings all the way through, that's when you get your insights.
I like that. I think so much we get stuck in our heads about the feeling that we have, and we're feeling it here rather than in our body. And it just takes it out of our headspace.
Absolutely.
But what if we have more than one of those feelings?
Well, you can have one or more. Many times we feel angry and disappointed at the same time. Sometimes we feel disappointed and relieved. So it's not that you're necessarily going to experience just one feeling at a time. What I like to say is, if you can experience one or more 90-second waves of roughly one or more of those 8 unpleasant feelings, that's when you can go pursue anything you want in life.
And tell me about the 90-second wave.
Well, then again, the notion is that when a feeling fires off, the intensity of that feeling being activated in our body with those bodily sensations tends not to last any more than 60 to 90 seconds.
Okay,
so the key is just be present for 90 seconds. You can do 90 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So then that's a...
Yes, 90 seconds is definitely doable.
Right.
And one of the things that we've talked about before is anxiety.
Yes.
And how that's not really a feeling.
I don't think of it as a feeling.
And so
interesting. It lives, but I tend not to think of it as a feeling.
Okay, so if someone's saying, I feel anxious, what's really going on?
So I think two things. I think both fear is misnamed, anxiety is misnamed. And the key with anxiety is I see it as a cover for those 8 unpleasant feelings. So either if you may be using the word anxiety when you're feeling vulnerable, or you're using the word anxiety when you're actually feeling those other 7 unpleasant feelings I named earlier. And the key is, when you catch yourself using the word anxiety, check inside and see which of the 8 you may be feeling.
Oh, I love that. I love just going deeper with it and learning more instead of just brushing aside. I think there's so much we can learn from that and experience from that. So thank you so much, Dr. Joan. Where can people find out more about you and learn more about your information, your knowledge that you have to share?
Well, there's a couple places. I did a TED Talk on this very thing. It's called The Gifted Wisdom of Unpleasant Feelings. You can find that on YouTube. Just type in Dr. Joan Rosenberg and Emotional Mastery. That will come up. Or you can go to my website, which is drjoanrosenberg.com. And if you wish, you can get something that's about anxiety to strategies for dealing with it. In this case, it's really just using words to change your experience of anxiety within you. And that's drjoanrosenberg.com/anxiety-reset/.
Thank you. We'll get all those websites, those links, everything up for people.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Thank you so much for everything that
pleasure,
you do.
Pleasure. Thank you for your interest in my work.
Okay.
I'm here with Dr. Isabella Wentz, and thank you for being here with us, Isabella. And I just wanted you to share with the audience, what is the number one thing that you think is super important to help elevate people's well-being?
Thanks for having me, Dr. Gates. I think one of the top things that you can do to elevate your health is to really be kind to yourself and give yourself that self-compassion that you really truly deserve. If you're on a health journey, don't expect yourself to be perfect. Don't expect that you're going to be able to heal yourself overnight. This really is a journey. Embrace the journey. Be kind to yourself. Ask for support. Ask for help. Rest when you need the rest. And really nourish and treat your body and treat yourself as though you would treat somebody, a loved one, a pet, a child, a sister or a spouse that was going through some health challenges. Oftentimes, we expect ourselves to be so perfect and to have all things figured out, and we're so hard on ourselves when we truly just need a little bit of compassion when we're going through this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. We are at an event together, and that's just such a perfect thing to say right now, because we've been going since, for like 4 days now,
lots of meetings and exciting stuff. And one of the things that we've talked about is community, right? Or like helping, getting that support with community, right?
Right, and one of the things that I find is people who get better versus people who continue to struggle, there are different habits associated with that. And the people that really get better are the ones who have a sense of community. They have loved ones' support, so they have perhaps the support of spouse, or for me it was my mom and my husband that were extremely supportive of me. Or they maybe have a community online. There are wonderful groups out there. I know for the Hashimoto's community, Hashimoto's 411 is a great group. They just embrace every person that's going through their journey. My website, social media, thyroid pharmacist, like, we're there. We're all going through the same thing. Like, it can feel very, very alone to be a part of to be chronically ill, to be sick. It just feels so isolating, and that can actually make us worse. All the stress hormones from social isolation, social rejection, can actually make us sick. And when we're out in community, when we have the support of loved ones, that's when we truly begin to grow.
Yeah, and I think that so much these days we feel alone because it's a digital age of we're so much online and we're on our computers, on our phones, and we forget about connecting with people. And I think you're so right. There's like there are these online communities like Isabella's, and I think we're also meeting with people in person as much as we can, and that sense of touch,
yes,
being in person, because
getting
it's so
all the
fun.
Oxytocin, right, of bonding.
Yeah. So what? Tell people how they can find you, learn out more about you, what you have for community too.
Yeah, my website, thyroidpharmacist.com. So this is where I share all the best resources and tools and tips from my own health journey, from supporting thousands of other people in their health journeys. And I'd love for you to come and visit thyroidpharmacist.com and just come say hello, see what we have going on there. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/thyroidlifestyle, where we're a group of like-minded people that are going through the health journey and showing each other love and showing each other support.
Great. Thank you so much, Isabella.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for the work that you do.
Oh, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed these four brief interviews with some of my favorite women doctors, and you are really going to help incorporate these into your life today because there are simple tips and things you can start doing right away that really make a big difference in your health and well-being. And also, I just want to remind you, please join the Spa Doctor community, subscribe to the podcast, join us on social media, and if you haven't taken the skin quiz, it's a great way to find out the root causes behind your skin issues or ways that you can even help have an even healthier glow from the inside out. Just go to theskinquiz.com and get your free skin assessment. And I'll see you next time on the Spa Doctor podcast.